Blog Talk Radio.
Too grown to be playing games. I want you to call out my name. I'll look you dead in your eyes as I gently kiss between your thighs. Girl, don't you run from me. I won't stop until I know, stop until I know that you came from me. We can start off on the floor, be it to me. And I won't stop until you scream you had enough. Now that I got you right just where I want you, I won't waste your time, I'ma do what I'm supposed to do. Oh, I'll have you screaming out. Oh, yeah. Have you screaming out?
Love.
Just let my love flow through you. Cause all this time, my love is with you. Oh, and you'll never have to worry. Cause I wanna spend my life with you. You changed my world, my dreams have come true.
Turn it down the lights and light the candle tonight. Cause the night is your night. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, Pearl Negra, and this is Divas Talk. I am joined tonight once again by my beautiful, sexy diva. I got a Lisa Lips here. How you doing tonight, diva?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging. Let's put it that way. I'm hanging. It's one of them days, girl. One of those days. Say again.
Starting
us
all kind of sexy tonight.
You know what? I prefer that kind of music because I'm always in the mood. I don't know. I think I'm just as bad as a man because I'm always thinking about it. I can't help it. Well, we'll get back to that. Let me finish bringing you ladies in. Got ourselves a lady. Hey, how you doing tonight, Diva?
Great. I know you're in the mood.
always. And we got a essentially Janice. How you doing tonight, Diva?
Good evening, all. I am here. I am here.
That's what I'm talking about. Now I'm gonna go back to this little discussion we were having, but let me finish introducing the show so everybody know where they are. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Link. I got my Raw Link on, ladies. You got yours on?
Always.
I got a new piece. One of mine broke today.
You got to get you a new piece or you got a new piece?
I got to get a new piece. One of my old ones broke today.
Well, that kind of like, I think that sounds like music to For Real's ears, but also I don't think he wants to hear about his pieces breaking. But, you know,
but I've had that piece. That was the first piece I ever bought, so... Yeah, and it's been around for like 3 years, and I wear it almost all the time. So
was it moonstone? Because I feel like you got it around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
That's what I was thinking. But I remember.
Sorry to say, ladies, I still have mine, and I've had mine for I don't even know how many years, but I've had mine for a good while. Now, and there are pieces that I do wear almost all the time, every day,
mm-hmm.
until I just get tired of feeling my jewelry on me, you know. But give them a holler. I'm about to let everybody know where they can get these beautiful raw links from. But before I do continue, I'm going to give you the dial-in number, which is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. Now, another thing before I go any further, I have to give a big shout out and a thank you to someone who is a very good friend of mine, but he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and creator of the beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of, Raw Links, and his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. A baby, yeah. And you can acquire those lovely, lovely pieces of jewelry over on Amazon and at RawLinksBeRaw at Facebook.com. I promise you won't regret getting in contact with them. And if you can't get in contact and grab yourself a piece from either one of those places, holler at anybody here in Epiphany, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with those precious gems and metals and even wood. They give off such amazing energy, and they are very healing as well. Now, ladies, Ms. Lips, what was we talking about? Because I know I was talking about how it's on my mind all the time. I just can't help myself.
I was talking about the sex music you brought us in with.
Oh, yeah. It does something for me. You know, I'm a big love bug, okay? I'm in love with being in love, everything about it, you know, the ups, the downs, all of it, but it's just something about it that brings you together with that special one. even if they're not there physically, you still, I'm in my head all the time about love. I think I'll make that the topic of discussion. What about you, Ms. Liz? How do you feel about love things? You know?
I'm kind of a little bit on the cynical side lately.
Yeah.
But trying to work my way through it. Because, you know, you can't stay in the dark all the time. But I'm working my way through and trying to get back to being the love bug that I once was. I do love the company of someone, but at this point, I'm kind of building on me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's where my head is at this moment.
Okay. Essentially, Janice, how do you feel about it?
I understand where Lisa's coming from. I was in that pocket the other day, the pocket that you were in with the music. I had my 90s R&B playing a couple days ago. I had 112 on. 112 was like, that was the music where if my friends were around, I was like, don't open the door right now. That was 112. But I don't know. I was asked recently if I was a romantic, I think, and my response was that I used to be. Well, I don't know. I'm on the fence with that one. I'm on the fence with how I feel about it right now. Circle back to me. I may have a better answer later.
Okay, that's all right. I still, you know what, I think once you just have that romantic side in you, I don't think it ever leaves. We may give it a break and put it at bay for a minute because, you know, life be life and shit happens. And I get it. But I don't think it ever, you know, separates from you. I think it's just something that is not everybody is a romantic. Everybody got that romantic side in them. Some people are just, how can I say, sullen and just bland, you know. And it's not their fault. They just never experienced it, and they just don't know how, you know. Some people just don't have it in them. But I am just, I'm a sucker for love, and I ain't been in love in a minute. Yeah. My last relationship was disastrous, really. My last two relationships were disastrous. But I still have that side of me that just like, I can't wait to fall into somebody else's arms again, you know. But let me get over here to my other diva. Lady A, how do you feel about the love and the romanticism and all that good stuff?
Well, I am probably the biggest hopeless romantic that ever lived, and I have experienced the beauty of that and would love to have it again. I think you can get cynical when you don't have it and it doesn't seem to be around the corner, but I think we have to keep it alive because there is always hope, and there's somebody out there for everybody, and we just gotta be patient and wait, or make
Absolutely.
It happen yourself.
Oh yeah. I mean, look, you know what? You know what you got? You know what I do? Because it is very, very hard to see hope or anything else, anybody coming, and you know. You showing your worth, you know, them recognizing your worthiness as far as being in love when you are in that state of mind. It's super, super hard to see past that cynicism. But you know what? Fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with your damn self, I'm trying to tell you, because everything else outside of you, it won't even come calling and bugging you anymore once you do that. And it's not easy to get to that point. I know, honey, I have climbed some of the highest mountains and crossed some of the most treacherous rocky roads when it came down to my heart. but it was always something in me, even through, you know, trying to keep my notepad, my paper dry, you know, because it's something I always say, it's hard to write when your tears hit the paper before your pen does. I still, in those moments like that, where I wanted to hate, I was angry, something still in me was like, love is still there. It's still there. You know? And if you look in the mirror enough and you get tired of just feeling a certain kind of way, like I got tired of sitting on the fence. It was starting to hurt my butt crack because I couldn't make up my mind if I wanted to fall over to that side or if I wanted to get back in my backyard. You know, you fall in love with yourself, everything about yourself. I tell people, you know, I'm a plump woman, and I really don't give a fuck. I tell people quick, my jiggle makes me giggle. I don't give a shit. Okay, so I just, you know, I learned to love everything about myself because every blotch on my body, every scar that I have internally and externally, just everything about me, every lesson that I have learned, every season that I've gone through with somebody, it is what it is. And I took from it what was necessary to keep, and I just discarded everything else. And I'm not, you know, I'm not numb because there are certain memories, certain rotten shit pops back up in my head, but I dismiss it just as soon as it comes, you know. So it takes time to master that shit. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I mean, it takes a lot of shadow work for that. But something has always remained within me about love is coming again, and you're worthy of it. And that's what gets me through. That's what got me in the mindset that I'm in now. Yeah, I know.
Do you think that when, you know, if you're lacking a relationship or wanting a relationship, do you think that as women, do we overlook the red lights that are flashing in order to just have someone? And we don't pay attention to all the signals and all the messages that are really striking our brains, and yet we ignore those signs that it's not a good thing?
Yep, because we're nurturers. That's the way that we are designed. So where we may see a red flag, where we may not see a red flag, somebody else will see it as that for what exactly it is. But we tend to want to care for that and see if we can fix it. We as women, we fixers, we want to do that because that's just something that is in us. That's the way we were designed, you know. And unfortunately, it leads us to being heavily damaged at times because we want to look past the negativity that comes along with it, the negative, the bad, the nasty words and the attitudes and the manipulation, you know, some even physical abuse, you know. We want to look past it because we're like, you know what, I can make that better. Ouch, it hurts, you know, but I can make it better. So, yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Ms. Lips? What you think?
Yeah, I mean, we go through so many changes and stages in life, and you get your heart broken enough times, you get to that point where you don't want to try anymore. And I'm kind of at that point now. Yeah, I have always been the hopeless romantic. I always believed that that guy was there somewhere for me, but you know, the last one kind of broke me, and I don't want to do it anymore. You know, I'd rather not bother with anybody than to go through the heartbreak again at this point.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely get that. I've been there. Oh, boy, I've been there, and I avoided any kind of relationship like the plague, literally. Janice, what about you?
I was literally just talking to somebody about that this morning, and I just kind of like in the middle of a conversation was like, you know what, I think I'm done. And then she asked me, like, what do you mean by that? I was explaining how some of the conversations that I sit back and listen to shows me, like, this prevalent attitude that's really uncomfortable with how women are viewed. And it worries me. It actually worries me to the point where I feel like my emotional health, my physical health may actually be safer if I just pause, because I don't want, one of the things that I've noticed is when I'm in a good place, for some reason that attracts nonsense, and then you have to work your way back to being good again. I don't want to keep working my way back to being good. I want to stay good. And so another thing about me, though, I've never actually, like, looked for love. I kind of just, I see what happens. I know the phrase is used a lot about letting things happen organically, but I honestly don't look for it. I look for friendships. And from that friendship, that's where it grows. And that's what I've always felt. But I also don't want to keep working my way back and being good again. I want to stay good. So I don't know. I at this time of year is kind of like emotionally heavy for me too, so I recognize that a lot of that is me. So I'm pausing. I'm good. I'm all the way good.
You know what? You said something about you look for friendship.
Yeah.
I can build a friendship out of nothing, and it can be extremely strong. My thing with the love part, it's a genuine love that develops, but I'm talking about that love where you have desire that comes along and the wanting the intimacy with, you know, developing that within the friendship, and I haven't had that. So now I'm wondering, can I do that? Can I build a real, true love from being just friends with the guy? Because I'm a great companion. I'm an awesome guy, you know, but I don't see them in the light of me falling in love because I'm friends with them. And I don't know if that's actually possible for me. So I'm trying to see if I can find a medium somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now that makes sense. That makes sense. And for me, I've seen it, I've felt it start to happen, and then I start to backpedal because I'm like, nope, I don't want to mess this up, you know. But for me, it's come from friendships. But I don't know, over the past several years, I absolutely backpedal because I don't know, I've lost friendships from trying to see what can happen next. And you got to work your way back to friendship, which I can do, but it's just, it's exhausting. It's, I don't think it's supposed to be exhausting. It's supposed to be organic.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, and I'm a big advocate for it being organic, but I'm wondering because I have developed a closeness with quite a few people, but that's all I see. I don't see it going any further because I've always jumped at who I was really, really like attracted to, or I had some kind of lustfulness towards.
Okay.
And I think that may have been why my relationships were disastrous. Because my relationship with my husband started out as a lustful thing. I just wanted to jump his bones right away, you know. And He was good to me in the beginning. He was very good to me, and I think that's where the actual love developed. But it didn't start out as a friendship. None of my relationships started out as friendships. It was always, I'm hot in the ass, and I want to get some, and, you know, if whatever comes later, it comes. You know, that's pretty much how my relationships were. And they've always seen the friend in me. They just weren't you know, a friend for me or towards me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, pretty much it. Ladies, let me pay the bills real quick over here, and then we can get back to a little bit more of this conversation. And I'm anxious to get into some poutware trade. As you know, tonight is open night. I'll be right back.
All right.
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Epiphany Radio. And you are in the deepest talk. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300 for those of you that are streaming online. And please, by all means, press that one and engage us in this conversation. All right, ladies, I'm going to make this short. You got anything else to add into this little topic about the love and the friendship? Or can we just jump right into some amazing poetry?
We can head into poetry.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, yeah, so... All right. Well, tonight, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Whoop, whoop.
That, all right. Well, that answers my next question. Is that all right with y'all?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. This is called My Hidden Away. If my eyes could show my soul, your hearts would cry when you see me smile. Sometimes we miss the chance to run through the happy light because we get lost in the shadow of why they hurt us. So I'd stopped wondering how I was seen in the eyes of others because I know who I am. But when I'd fallen in love and realized that he couldn't see me, hope's curiosity awakened questions like, what part of my beautiful heart would he want to know? Should I even expose my full life to him? Hidden desire is so unfair because he moves something deep within me that I don't know if it's the way he speaks, his beautiful mind, or just his existence that's mastered my heart, but he's definitely my muse. Maybe I'll just continue to keep etchings of the perfect relationship hidden on the canvas of my mind, because it is my secret to keep, after all. And it wasn't my intention to fall. I didn't plan on being in love. I just wasn't looking. But keeping my truth hidden away is slowly but surely becoming a dwindling thought process. Like the last of winter leaves clenching to black branches, knowing it's becoming the past. Yet I embrace the organics of it and bring myself to stillness, witnessing the natural blending of colors in nature emerge, because everything I've touched with tenderness has pricked like thorns under the beautiful rose on its stem. Though everything in life has to do with our heart, path worth taking lies in the tangled forest between heart, mind, ego, and soul. yet hope drowned in darkness continues emergence from the nighttime, bright as fireflies. Change is an inevitable season, but a constant. So whether I reveal my love to him or not, just as in silence alone, I fill my heart and continue to marvel at the miracle of how timing is the perfect measure and everything's in sync between nature's simplistic beat. This is sacred, so I will always care, and that's that piece.
Wow. I think this was, you know, you use words that are very moving, and they're it's not an oxymoron, but they're almost opposite each other. You know, you are the honesty. You know, you're being lost in the shadows of mm-hmm. other people's opinions to a point where you no longer care what anybody thinks of you. And mm-hmm. do you you ask the question about new love, and do you reveal yourself to him? And then I love mm-hmm. this line. Is continue etchings of perfect relationships on the canvas of my mind. Loved that.
Mm-hmm. Thank
but
you.
Then, and you and you come back down again about to hide your truth, and then you'll dwindle away, and up mm-hmm. again to the fall colors and the tender touches and hopes drown in darkness. And almost with every line of these beautiful lines that you put together are tempered with that positive thought that comes after each line. And I really mm-hmm. like that. You're going to continue to marvel at the timing and nature's simplicity. Beautiful stuff. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I agree with Lady A. You have such a way with words. Your voice kind of has this melancholy to it that makes the piece even more felt, and you write with such beautiful style, and your pieces move you. It's not just listening to the poetry; you feel what you're saying. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that.
There was a thought that lingered for me. You said something about being seen beyond curiosity. And I relate to that so, so much, because that's something that I've heard over the years, over and over again, to the point where as soon as I hear someone say, I've been curious about you, my face just changes, because it feels like surface level interest. So mm-hmm. what do you want beyond curiosity? As I lingered on that thought, because I knew where it was coming from. I also love how you weaved in change and seasons, and relating that to, you know, our emotions and our connections. This is that time of year. I tend to write about autumn a lot around now. There was something else. I probably have to read it again. But yeah, this is beautiful. I love how you weave in hope regardless, too. We talked about that last week, but you always do that, and I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, ladies. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, essentially, I'm actually going to start with you. You are next to get on the mic. So I'm going to back out of the way, move on. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
The title of this piece is Playful. I've never done this before. Propped phone against pillows, this stand of my own making. But I'm feeling playful today. A little more free than normal. It actually makes sense to share this joy with you. A suggestive graphic T and a plunging V. Neck adorned with a small heart and three gold stars. Red lips and the imprint of a kiss. By design placed just below my shoulder. somewhere between there and there is where your lips should start. I tap record, tap the lips on my T, caress the red satin adorning my V, and look into the camera as striped thigh highs slowly shift, obstructing your view. My eyes close, my lips part. Maybe this is where your lips should start in suggestive graphic waves, kissing me deeply, letting that satin stay exactly where it lays. Delay your tongue's entry as striped thigh highs shift erratically. Tap my lips with the weight of you. Tap my walls with the breath of you. I've never done this before. Recording my thoughts in a puddle of my own making, essentially.
You had me at here and here and here. Girl, my mind went everywhere with that part because I'm going to tell y'all something. Not only am I a visual person, but I get so deep in my head that I can literally feel the emotions. Like the kisses that you were talking about being placed, I felt one on my, like, on my chin. I felt one on my neck. I felt one on my collarbone. I literally feel this. And these feelings, they have no bodies. They have no faces. It's just remembrance of when I did feel that. I love this piece. Oh, my God. Yes, you do it for me, honey. You do it for me. You do it.
Yeah, that was very sensual. And it, in a way that the sensuality of the piece is you exploring yourself doing something different, and it's defined the sensuality sometimes in pieces, but that one just really puts your mind in that place. You know, when you're trying something you don't ever try to do, and you're seeing your own, you're seeing yourself in the way that people see outside of you see you when you're looking at yourself in that piece. And the sensuality of your own body and the way you carry yourself, that piece is beautiful. That's self-love at its best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lady A.
Yeah, I agree with what you ladies have said. I think, Shanice, you have, like I said last time, your voice softens the listener. Your voice is something that draws a person in to hear you. I found myself straining to listen to your words, like not because I couldn't hear you, but just because the intent was like so serious. I wanted to hear every syllable. And it was romantic and it was sensual and sultry. And I love that same part that Danielle said about, you know, you're pointing out the different areas for his lips to fall. And you start here and then you close your eyes and you part your lips and kiss me deeply. And then I found very interesting how you started this recording thoughts in the puddle of my own making, because this is what I got out of that, because I think we have these, I don't want to call them fantasies because I know it can be real, but I think sometimes we may set ourselves up for that perfect kiss, for that perfect touch, only to be disappointed. And, you know, recording thoughts in a puddle of my own making, because that to me, that line spoke of disappointment. Oh, you know, you look at this guy and you think he's going to be this great kisser, and it's like drool all over your chin. So you just get so disappointed sometimes, you know. And you made that clear. You made it, it sounded so beautiful, and the words were entirely sensual. It was really nice. Really, really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. All right, well, Lady A, don't sit back and get comfortable now, because it's time for you. Get on the mic.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I'm leaning towards more. You guys are coming up with some, you know, romantic stuff, but I'm leaning more towards more nature type of things. I'm going to go ahead and read this poem. It's called "Forward to a Place Gone By."
Mike,
river water is, thank you. River water is high. Now spring has arrived. Current runs swift, falling into rapids abyss. Afternoon sun peeks through pines and maple limbs and shimmering on the river, waving as salmon and trout swim. Perfect day, wind just right in the kayak tracks down river in sun's light, and white water churns and froths below, and sweep strokes used to from stern to bow. Careful not to swamp the boat as paddles dip and pull, and osprey watch over hunting grounds from poles high above the ground. Peaceful thoughts stream through my mind, pristine as Creator planned. Water to quench one's thirst, air to breathe, a gift from trees, and fires to keep warm. Abundant food from forest rich, deer, moose, fowl, and fish. Share with those who need a hand to glean sustenance from the land. Move forward to a place gone by and bring back the beauty and the pride. Drink in the sun, moon, and stars. Feast on gifts from rivers wide. Pray a prayer of thanks to God. Ask forgiveness for all earth's harm. And paddle down your river of life. Be ever thoughtful of our gift of life. And peace.
Feast on gifts from rivers wide. I love that, because that's abundance and almost opulence. That's beautiful. You know what I see? I see the water running in the river, and it's at the sun's peak, so it's glistening. The glistening of the sun is dancing off the ripples in the water, and it's filled with fish, but the fish are deep down inside. I see someone sitting back, relaxing with their fishing pole in hand and chewing on a matchstick. And beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I can even hear the water running, you know, and just the silence. You know, you hear that one cricket making that noise, and you can almost see, like, the pollen floating slowly in the air, and it's beautiful. The scenery is complete. It's completely serene. I love that piece. But you do that. You do.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ms. Smith?
Yeah, and even though it's not traditionally thought of as romantic, your pieces have a romanticism to them. There's mm-hmm. romance and love for the seasons changing and the way that the earth feeds us. And there's that romanticism in the piece itself. So even though it may not be traditionally man-woman love, there's still romanticism in the piece.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Jenny?
No, I agree. There was a time, and sometimes still now, I don't write about love often, but before, one of my favorite topics was writing about nature, and that's what this reminded me of. Like, they are synonymous, nature and love, they're the same, and there's times where you can tap into, like, personifying the different seasons. That's what I felt with this. I could see everything that you described. You didn't just tell us, you showed it in these lines, but nature poetry is love poetry. Like, I'm so glad that you pulled that out. That was beautiful.
I am looking forward to the
playback too. Absolutely.
Oh yes, absolutely. All right.
Thanks.
Ms. Lips?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, The time has come. Let me scoot on past and get off the stage and adjust the spotlight. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Let's try this piece that I did last night again. It's called Better Than I Imagined. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. I don't understand it, how I could fall so deeply into your trance. You see, I wasn't looking for anyone, just trying to not be so alone. So when you came into my vision, not too tall, thick, the kind of man that most don't envision. But once they learn of your magic, So when I heard the gentleness in your voice, felt your touch, I knew I had to have you. Warm rain fell as we strolled and chatted, neither of us bothered by the moisture. We ducked into an alley to steal a few kisses. Kisses that fanned the embers of an already rising flame. And you looked me in my eyes. No words were needed. You took my hand and led me to heaven. A tiny motel just off the main street. Room 143 was our oasis. You peeled away my wet layers and laid me on the worn cotton sheets, then bared your flesh in the dimness and enveloped me. You manipulated my body as if you had been here a thousand times before, and I languished in every moment, and in turn savored your body as the day became night. The things we did were unspeakable, and oh, so satisfying. We laid under the cover of darkness and neon light, just breathing in the ambrosia of we, both knowing this was just a movie. And in the wee hours of the morning, final scene played out. We cut back through the alley to the spot where our encounter began. You held me close, kissed my forehead, and leaned back as I stepped away. The night was a microcosm in time. Better than I imagined, but never to be repeated. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Yeah, I can sit with that one. I was steamy. Very
it was just as steamy as it was last night. And
I heard it differently tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Like, I sat with it differently. Yeah, that was smooth. I love the thought that you said something about kisses that fan the embers of an already rising flame. Listen. Yes, I love the way you
develop.
Yes. You develop these stories and these scenes. Like, we're right there. Right there.
I love to craft stories. I like to make things visual. I think that part of my past was being a video producer and having to go out and do shots and create stories. I got in the point where I could see what I wanted the story to look like, and I would grab the camera guy and say, okay, you sit right here, and then you shoot that direction, and then I want the story to come in from there. And they all look at me like, what are you talking about? And then when it happened, they were like, oh, okay, I got it now. Yeah,
yeah,
I always like to
craft.
I like to craft what it is that you see in your head.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know, my favorite part of your pieces are when you talk about you and him, you and him leaning against something. It could be a wall. It could be a car. It could be a tree. But it's the slow separation and the eye contact that does it for me.
Mm-hmm.
From when you talk about you guys leaning against something.
Yeah, when we dust into the alley.
The walking away, the backing away from him, and him. I'm just seeing him watching you as you get further and further away from him. That does it for me.
Yeah.
Lady A, what you got for this?
Did we lose her?
Lady, are you still there?
Sorry, I muted myself. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I find you're brave. Like, I admire your openness about your own sensuality. And this poem, how I saw it was that this was a one-night stand, if you will, for lack of a better way of describing it, but yet it was full of teasing and fantasy and sensuality, and I thought it was very sultry. And then you talked about it as though you were looking, that you were both a movie, and that this happening was never to be repeated, which I found was really sad because there was so much in it that was positive and so loving even. And, the way you ended this made me sad. So just evoking emotions like that, I think, makes for a strong writer. And I think that you did that with this piece.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies, divas, amazing poetry. But guess what? I'm ready to hear these callers, these artists that are on hold waiting to get on the mic. I'm excited because I know we're getting ready to get treated. So, are you ready?
Yes,
I am.
Yes.
All right. Well, first artist on the mic is one of the newest members of the Epiphany family and the host of Cram Sessions on Monday night. We got ourselves a Paul Cram. Hey, Paul Cram, what's good with you? Welcome to Diva's Talk.
Thank you, thank you. How are we doing, Queens? How y'all doing?
Good.
Oh man, I'm really, really enjoying the show so far. Like, I rushed to work to make sure I can get everything situated so I can turn my phone on. Like, they already know between 8 and 10, don't really ask me to do too much or nothing.
I hear that. That's what's up. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in and supporting. Man, this is, you know what? Your show was fire. I got to keep saying that. It was really, really, I enjoyed myself. And the poetry was amazing. I think you're an awesome host. So tonight is open mic. And I just want you to make it do what it do with whatever it is that you brought.
All right. I brought a piece called Gratifying Lust.
Oh, all right. Well, the mic is yours.
An animalistic attraction aroused the lust-filled energy within our temples from the very first moment that our eyes met. Softly and seductively, she started speaking, sending some supremely sexual sensations that shuddered down my spine and surrounded the spot of my sexual spirit. I began to feel my nature rise. Small talk quickly turned into flirting. Flirting then turned into silence. It was a type of silence that allowed the sexual aura of our beings to connect in ways that can only be felt between us as our spirits began on a climaxing collision, creating a collection of mental orgasms that sent sexual desire that we felt physically in our lust-filled spirits. At that moment, still in our seductive silence, I imagined myself tearing away her clothes as we kissed aggressively. I saw myself passionately pulling her hair to expose her neck so I can use my tongue to explore the body down to the middle of her beautiful breast. The images in my mind showed me lying her on her back so my tongue can continue its journey until it reached the sweet ambrosia that flowed from her yoni. Our silence was broken by her seductive voice. Let's go, is what she commanded. And I proceeded to let her lead me away from our original environment. My imagination became our reality. Two lust-filled spirits intertwined in the physical. Strong strokes sliding, hot and heavy breathing, back scratching, penetration is taking place in this erotically exotic environment. Fighting the urge to say words that we think we feel, but we know it's because of the intensity of the shared feelings between two lust-filled beings in the moment of gratifying each other's lust, the biting of each other's lips, staring in each other's eyes as the pelvic region of our temples continue their synchronized rocking, allowing the gates of your yoni to open and soak my manhood with the sweet raging rivers produced by the greatest of all creation. Our dance picks up speed as your grip again grows tight, deeply drilling down into your sexual soul as my neck you begin to bite. An explosion of ecstasy is released as we release the last of our lust-filled bones. Cuddling appears to be the next step, but we mutually agree to depart from each other's presence. Silence again takes over this conversation. Staring at each other before we leave with pure admiration, sexual heights were discovered between two beings who gave in to the animalistic attraction that aroused the lust-filled energy within their temples from the very first moment that their eyes met. Silence controlled this conversation, but that silence spoke volumes in peace.
Oh, dang it. I got a whole love-making session that was taking place in my mind from the slow approach after the flirting, during the silence, And somehow y'all just wound up in the bedroom for me. And it just was slow lovemaking through her mind and your bodies and just laying her down. No, I ain't going to get into all that, okay? But this is my zone right here. This eroticism and lovemaking, this was more sensual than anything, though. And it was just delicious. Oh, damn. Thank you. Good.
Yeah.
Johnny, what you got for me?
Thank you.
It was so intense. I am drawn to silence. So whenever I hear it in a piece, I listen for how it's being presented. And the volume of this silence changed throughout the piece. I absolutely love that. From the flirting turning into silence, and then we had this whole description of everything that was imagined before it actually came to fruition, and then the volume of the silence changed again, and then at the end where it was an admiration, that look, this is amazing. This is amazing. Thank you. Like Danielle said, thank you.
Uh-huh. Coming in here making love to us through that piece.
All right. I'm in here with my knees shaking after listening to that piece, man. Listen, it's that just knowing where you're going next, that you don't have to talk about it. That this is where we're moving to, and this is what's going to happen without having to say anything. That's the part that got me just heated from the start. And then the more you described how the two of you entangled yourselves, oh, my Lord, Jesus. And then the silence afterwards, because there was nothing left to be said. You left it all on the sheet.
Left it all on the sheet.
Ooh, yes, Lord. Mm. Lady A.
I don't know if a bolt of lightning is going to come down and strike us all when you're praying to the Lord with a sensual poem. I don't know. I think this was great. It was sensual, and I enjoyed that. I like the imagination, the words that you used, and what you were saying left a lot to the imagination, and I like that. I like the fact that you can allude to something very sensual without going right into, you know, graphic details. You still get that sensual feeling. You still have that arousal that takes place when you read or listen to these kinds of words. And I really liked how you talked about the silence in the beginning, because sometimes you can look in somebody's eyes and you think, okay, are they thinking the same thing that I'm thinking? You can see it in their eyes. And
yes.
I like that. I like that part of it. And I like the mention of going through the process of lips and eyes and pelvic synchronized rocking and then released our love-filled moans. I like to hear a moan. So that, you know what I mean? It's just, to me, I think there's something very sensual about that. And then the silence again. And the silence is, I always like to call it basking in the afterglow. But that basking in the afterglow, that silence spoke volumes of what took place. I thought this was really well written and well spoken.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Oh, man. My co-worker here
bumping my head. That's all right. It's all right. Amazing, amazing piece. Thank you. Now, before I let you skate up out of here, okay, while I escort you over there to the Temptation Station, that's our lounge, can you tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Yes, ma'am. September 26th, the very last Tuesday of the month, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, presents Cram Sessions hosted by me and my big bro, Mr. Van Meadows, right now, who's helping me out with the boards.
We will be featuring Poppy Poetry Corners on Keynote. She will be our special pen. And our study music artist of the month will be Buddy Lee 318. He's an artist that's not inside of a box. This man goes everything from reggae to gothico. So he dropped 2 tracks on us for you guys to listen to and follow him if you like it and everything like that. So we're going to bring the energy. We're going to bring the fun. And just like every time, we're going to turn up on a Tuesday.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Would you be so kind as to post that info in the event page for us? We'd appreciate that. And I'm going to let you go here to Temptation Station, grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Woo, ladies. That, All right. Next artist. Because there's some things that I just refuse to say on this this show. This ain't the erotic love zone no more. So I got to keep certain shit at bay. Okay. That's all right. The next artist we have up here on the mic is the host of Monday Night Show, King and Queens. Quarters. We got ourselves another member of the Epiphany family. We got ourselves King Atterbury. Hey, King, welcome to ladies. Lord, I'm thrown off on that piece. Divas talk. How you doing tonight?
What's good, ladies? I'm chilling. You know what I mean? Doing tonight. Great show.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Now, tonight is, well, how you doing, first of all?
I'm parlaying a lot. Had a great, you know what I'm saying, afternoon and everything. So, I'm feeling vibing.
Okay. Oh, that's what's up. All right, well, I got to ask, are we getting King Atterbury tonight or are we getting Lord Atterbury? I got to prepare myself. Since Paul Graham came in here and did the thing to us, I got to check with y'all gentlemen now first.
Nah, just King Atterbury tonight.
All right. Well, it is open mic. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, cool. Thank you. All right, this piece is titled, If I Was Yours. Would you become a set of eyes for me so I can see, prepare myself mentally and go outside of society, feel emotions of others that surround places around, remain balanced on the scales of love within our ground. Cover my thoughts through encouragement. You are so sweet. While my disability find me weak on my disease, suffering from the negativity that has me offset, while I am waiting to get better, thank you for your respect. Once I return back to myself, holding you close with both hands, if you're falling from too much, I will catch you where you stand. A man always know how to treat his queen respectfully. The good outweighs the bad and also the ugly. Support whatever cause that lies inside your dreams. Turn your scenes by any means into a star carrying meaning. May it manifest and also absorb into your flesh. Let us believe what's the best and God bless the rest. King.
Here come another one, making love to our minds. Those were some of the sweetest words. Wow. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What was that about the eyes? Say that on again.
Would you become a set of eyes for me so I can see?
Oh my God. You all hear me? What y'all trying to do? Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is a romantic love zone or what the shit. Came in here and did the thing to us again. That was beautiful. I don't know
if
I heard you be that damn romantic. This has got me thrown off a little bit. I mean, I know you're an awesome poet, but this is different. This is different. This is soft. This is romantic. This is beautiful. Wow. Damn.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, King. What you got for that, Lady A? We'll start with you. Goodness.
I loved it. I thought it was really great. I think that the softness becomes you. I really love the fact that you saw her respecting you, and then you promise her that if she falls, you'll catch her. And you promise her that whatever she needs, you're going to give to her. And I thought that there was a chivalry attached to your poem, that it was very, very much a gentleman, and you respected her as much as she respected you. And you can look at it that way, that she did respect you because you respected her. And I think that speaks volumes for humankind. I think if we all looked at each other that way and respected each other, we would have a far better place to live in. I thought this was really beautiful.
Thank you very much. I'm swooning. I'm seriously swooning over here, clutching my invisible pearls. Ms. Lip, what you got for that?
Yeesh. That is the kind of peace that every woman wants her man to write for her.
Yeah.
It's that mutual respect and love and seeing you as his queen and being your king, it's that kind of peace. It was, if somebody were to write that for me, I'd be like, he could come with a bubblegum ring behind that, and I'd be like,
No, you guys, that was absolutely wonderful. Shanice,
thank you very much
for that.
Yeah, I kind of felt it from the title, What Was Coming If I Was Yours, like that set the tone. What I appreciated was hearing about being covered through encouragement and how it's not always easy, but doing that until that other person is okay. Like, it was definitely mutual, like Lisa was saying, and this is beautiful. It took me back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, too, about romance, but I can't remember what the question was. Because I kind of want to present that question, like, how do you feel about romance? I guess that's what you were saying, like, how do you feel about love? How do you feel about romance? So I feel like
I the love and the romance part. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, look. Okay. King Atterbury, I'm going to allow my diva, Johnny's anyway. I'm going to let you escort him over to Temptation Station where he can grab something to drink and sit back and put his feet up, take the socks off. But before that, I ain't letting you skate out of here yet. You got to let everybody know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe and outside. Would you please, sir?
Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, King and Queen's Quarters with the Demons. You, La Perla Negra, and we're waiting for your sexy diva to come back, you know, and feel better and everything like that. Much prayers out to her, this VIP. You know what I mean? So that's what's up, only an Epiphany. And outside of Epiphany, Mr. Sunday afternoon, House of Thoughts, 1 p.m., come to and talk what you got to talk about, speak on it, and let life live, you know what I mean? Wednesdays at 3 p.m., JW's Inkwell, come through and talk that talk. There's
absolutely music,
we here.
Absolutely. You would be so kind, sir, when you leave the Temptation Station, post that information in the event page, please. Thank you for coming by. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Damn, what are these gentlemen trying to come up in here to do us? Because I am swooning. My goodness. Wait a minute. I got to pay the bills again. I done lost the case. Hold on a second. Before we open up this next microphone, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to do this. We'll be right back. Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Divas Talk. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number once again is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 to join us. All right, I'm not going to say this name, but I think I know who this is, but I'm just going to say the area code. For this next artist on the mic, we got area code 909. Who do we have on the mic?
Nola.
I know it was from Nola. Oh, welcome back, Nola. My goodness, welcome to Divas Talk. I knew it. I just didn't want to spoil it. Oh, it sounds so. Good, I'm so happy you're here, baby. And you raised your hand.
Of course, it's for you guys, my favorite ladies.
Hey, Bella, baby.
Hola.
This is awesome. I've been looking at the number. I'm like, okay, maybe this is how she's listening. Yes. Oh, my God. How are you feeling? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And listening to you guys, I refreshed or rebooted my mind. So this time it's very, very, very relaxing. I was nervous. Well, I'm still nervous because for a very long time, this is my first show again with you guys. So.
Girl, you ain't got no reason to be nervous. You know we love you, and your poetry is awesome. You ain't got no reason to be nervous. You family up in here, girl. We just miss you. Like that family member that just been on a hiatus for a minute. That's all. But we knew you'd be back. Oh, happy. Yes. Wow, this is amazing. So, you know, this is open mic. So, you know, just give us whatever you got and make it do what it do.
Thank you. So I've been debating to which one to read. And I was listening to you guys earlier about love, and I'm not a good lover. So I have a poem here. I love writing epistle. It's like a letter. So it's for someone, and hi, Mama, as she knows who I wrote this for.
All right, well, I'm going to move out the way.
Should I start?
Okay, well, the mic is yours.
Gracias. So the title is If, When, How, And, an episode to Painfully Beautiful. I'm Idea. If. Hope simply means becoming strangers, and if waking up means the finale of us, I will not fret, even if it means I am not ready. Then, when my good morning was answered with hey, when you replaced your I love you with I'm sorry, when your I miss you turned into long pauses, when your forceful sigh snatched the subtle woods away, when you stopped our love song from playing, when your memories with me turned into your pain, when your "You Are My Light" became "You Were," when everything about I to you totally changed after we decided to cling to the rope of chance, when your silence is no longer pacifying, instead when it's shattering my quiet nights, how would you like me to proceed? Now, how do I thank time for giving you back when time has given me nothing? I wasn't warned when I rooted for this. Ian failed to tell me that some parts will never be the same, to hold me like a latua, which you folded into an origami to tuck into the sleeves of your arms. Amour, I know I am still that poetry, but now left in the dusty attic of your ribs, covered with cobwebs, whom you tried to visit from time to time. After a while, I got tired of chasing the star. It fell faster than I had imagined. It's hard to keep up. I can no longer cross the broken horizon because you burnt the other end. I was trying to see the spark you had in your eyes, forcing myself to see something that wasn't there anymore. I am now begging in my silent breath to reciprocate, to open your doors, to love me like before. Maybe that's what you felt with me before. The push and pull, the pain, the giving up. How can I make things right? For you, for us. Maybe I should give back your life. I should give back the piece I took from you. It's okay. Everything will be all right. And I am no longer ashamed to admit that this is how I surrender. My admission that you've won. I am not ready to let you walk away, but I will make sure that with one step at a time, I will be. I can no longer fight for myself, for you, or for our memories. I will be the one giving up because even if you didn't want to say it, I already felt that you have given up ages ago. A year of hiatus is enough for you to erase all my good parts and replace it with how painful my touch was. I know healing will be a long battle. That's okay. I will be all right. We will be. Unlike my fading breath, my healing has no time limit. If time will be kind to me and cut short the process of mending, then next time, I won't be in love with you. I won't fight for you and I. But you will always be a part of my beautiful memories, a lesson that I will always remember. Ours wasn't a mistake. It was beautiful, achingly beautiful. With all my heart, with all my mind, with all that I am, Isabel. Thank you.
Oh, Bella. Go ahead, Johnny.
My battery is threatening to die on me, and I don't want it to. So this is so, so touching. I love that you opened yourself in this way. You mentioned, oh my gosh, this is how I surrender. I felt so much of this. And it's because of how you placed your heart on this page. I need to breathe. I need to breathe. This is so incredibly beautiful and transparent. I need to pause. I need to pause. This is beautiful.
Lady I.
I want to just say, too, that I'm so happy to hear your voice on the radio again. We've talked over the, I'm going to, 'cause it's been years now since we've known each other, has it not? And in the last couple of years have been really, really rough for you. And you sound better. You sound good. And your words are so beautiful, as always. You're a unique writer. And I loved a lot of the words that you put into this piece. You're telling him that he stopped your love song from playing and everything changed and his silence shattered your quiet nights. Then you describe about being a bit of origami tucked into his sleeve, and that you can't cross the broken horizon. But the eyes and trying to see something that was not there anymore, you love fiercely, but you're brave enough to walk away when you know you need to. And this is what I get from this, is, you know, love me like before, the push and pull of pain, and then you want to give back his lies. And you're not ready to walk away, but one day you will, even if it's you that doesn't say it. You gave up a long time ago. He gave up a long time ago. And I just think the beauty of your words and your mind always come through with your poetry, and you are an amazing person, full of strength and wisdom, and I love you.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you,
Mom. You're welcome.
Beautiful, beautiful Bella. You take my breath away. I sat here and fought tears listening to you reading again.
Mm.
And that piece is so beautifully transparent. And it speaks so much to your strength,
mm-hmm.
even though you're coming from a space where it's perceived to be weakness, the strength that you possess in your writing and in what you've said in this piece. That was amazing, Bella.
Thank you.
It was. I got to tell you before I give you my, your roses, for real sad, hi!
Hey.
We all miss you.
Hi.
But this piece... It felt like you were in my head, like telling part of my story, because I have always been that hopeless romantic where I go back and I open the door for them once again. And all it does is remind me that it should have stayed shut instead of opening it again for them. And I always write a letter or a poem that I never read, that is like a goodbye letter to them. This piece spoke to me like that and reminded me of that part of myself where I'm in love with the hurt, the heartache, and how I release it through writing that goodbye piece, or that poem, or that letter to them. This was, girl, you got me a little emotional here, but this was beautiful. This was so beautiful. Just to have any piece from you, Bella, is just, it's a gift, because we don't hear from you as often as we used to. And it's an amazing, it's a wonderful blessing to hear your voice again. I see your words on the screen, but to hear you, because what we have is the memory of your voice when we don't hear from you for a long time. And now you're here, and we hear you. We're talking with you. It's so amazing, man. I'm so grateful. Oh, man, thank you for coming back to us. Thank you so much. Oh, I appreciate this. And I appreciate you. Yeah, love you so much. We miss you. Don't stay away. Stop staying away.
I won't. Actually, the hiatus that I had, like, I think that was like more than a year, and it's about me focusing on myself and healing. And I would love to share to you guys, since you already know me, I'm on my partial remission, and that's the payment that I got from being quiet all the time. And that's why I'm here. And your show is a great timing because I came back with this kind of health now, and I'm no longer in the limbo. So thank you very much for accepting. And a bonus is I saw Mala and essentially Janice, and then everyone here, at least I listened to your beat earlier, and it made me smile because, like I said, you guys rebooted my mind and my soul. So I'm in a good shape. Thank you. It's an honor to be here, really.
Thank you for that. Well, you know, and I always told you, it's always an open mic waiting here for you. And you know what? Outside of the show, you just need to talk. You already know. I'm happy I don't have to do it myself. Ooh, child, I don't even want to let you go, but I know you got to go ahead and do what you got to do. So we have now, this is no longer called the Love Lounge or the Love Zone or even the Erotic Love Zone. This is Divas Talk. And the lounge now, it was actually named by Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, is called Temptation Station. So I am going to personally escort you over there to get yourself a drink or whatever it is. I can pull your chair out so you can sit down, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby. One love.
Baby. Thank you, Diva. Baby.
Yes. Oh, man. Thank you so much, Bella. All right. One love, one mic. Wow.
My night is made.
Oh, man. That was awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the next artist up on the mic is another member of the Epiphany family and one half host of the Just Jay and Gina show. We got ourselves Gina Storm. Hey, Gina, welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight?
Hello, Divas.
Gina.
I'm happy and blessed to be here. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Let's get it.
Okay. Yes, let's get it. Yeah. Well, you've been listening to this show. You know, this is open mic. First off, how you doing tonight?
I'm sorry, I was changing locations. Yeah, I have spent 2.5 weeks at my daughter's house, and I just ended up back home at my mom's house because my mother and my second mom lived together in a condo, and we decided that we were going to sell my house in a quick sale all for cash in the next 3 weeks. So I am a roller coaster of emotions, but happy and blessed to be here because it wasn't for poetry. I don't know. I would either be committing a felony. I would be wearing a long-sleeve white jacket that ties in the back or an orange jumpsuit. So thank God for poetry.
Yes, thank God for poetry. We don't need you in there in that little padded round room. We don't need you in there. All right. Well, you know. What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? You know, it's open mic. So I just need you to make it do what it do. Can you hear us?
I can. I needed to close my garage door because I know it's real loud, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to hear the door close, and they won't be able to hear me.
Okay.
First, I'd like to shout Bella out. Thank you for coming back, Isabel, because I was thinking that, you know, you would never resurfaced. Thank you for resurfacing, my girl, because I've been missing her voice and her poetry for a long, long time. I'm sure it was everybody else, but she was like, baby, baby, take your socks off. And I'm like, oh, she understood the assignment.
Absolutely. I'll wait for that. Yes. I was in my mind when I said it, but I was building up to it. I was like, say it, say it, say it. And she did.
Yes.
Like,
yes. You knew she was going to say it. Right. She had to say it.
Okay.
I swear. Oh,
it's the best. So, Ms. Storm, what did you bring for us tonight?
Well, I had so many things that I could do because, you know, I'm versatile that way. I could do off the dome or I could do something that I wrote. So I'm going to let you do this. Pick a number, one or two. That'll determine what I do.
Two.
Damn. Why do people, what? What I want to know about people. Y'all always pick two. Why do people always pick two? Nobody's ever chose one.
I don't know. All right, we're in number one.
All right. No. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why. Because one is always my freestyle, and two is always the piece that I wrote. And I feel like they know that now because I thought that you knew that in advance, that you would pick a written piece. So you picked one first, so I can do one of two things. I can use the words that I put in the search engine on Facebook to find a piece by myself to make the decision as to whether I was going to do a one or a two. So the word is kiss. Is your final answer still one or is it two?
No, let's go back to two. I picked two first, and I want you to make it do what it do with number two.
All right.
So the mic is yours.
I'm ready. Thank you. I appreciate that, Diva. I titled this piece, Kiss Jar. I like us. This isn't anything that I know. I need you to understand one thing for certain, two things for sure. I will never let go. So you're in trouble. You don't even know. I've opened up, but I'm still going to grow. We don't argue or fuss. I said I was sorry, and your response was the sorry jar. Each one of us would put a dollar in, added by the offender, whoever was the person that said I'm sorry to the other lover. I never surrender. But I asked, then where is the kiss jar at? And I received this answer immediately, baby. You just fit me. So you're the lid to my pot. What one lacks, the other's got. The balance is new to me. Wanting to be evenly yoked, our destiny. I'm excited about the possibility. You intrigue me daily. The pace is essential. This is unlimited potential. The best one so far. Today is perfect. In peace.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I really like that.
Thank you for picking.
Yes. That kiss jar. That, you know, that last line was everything. It had the whole piece in it. But that piece, yeah, I really, really like this one. Not that I don't like your other pieces, but this one, it was different.
No, I got to give you this one. La Perla Negra, because you picked number two, it's fitting. Because I know that C-34 Music is also in queue with his hand raised, and that's my big brother, Dexter. I'm his little sister, Dee Dee. And he was like, Dee Dee, what you going to do? And I was like, I don't know. But he just put together a 20-track remix.
Wow.
It's a whole album. It's an EP for King's Cadence. And there could be no King's Cadence EP without Dexter and Rebel P. Jones and Gina Storm. So the reason the kiss jar ever came around was because Randy said to me one day before he became King's Cadence, look, we ain't going to be sorry for nothing because we're going to get it right this time. The thing that I need you to do and understand about me is every time I mess up, I want my reward to be a kiss. You know what I was thinking? You asking for a lot, sir. He said, yeah, but you need to know this, that my kiss is going to be your last kiss. And if he not passed away, I believe that would have been the case. But since he did, all I can do is remember him fondly and move forward because he wouldn't want me to be lonely. And I'm not right now. My life is full, but the reality is I'm still single because he's gone. But I remember more than anything was the kiss jar. So thank you for a happy memory.
Thank you. Oh, man. And he was one of the kindest, most intelligent. He was such a great man. He really, really was. And he is truly, truly missed. His poetry and everything, his conversation, everything about him is truly, truly.
Yeah.
Don't make me turn on the waterworks.
I'm not. No. Look, if I didn't cry, ain't nobody crying.
No.
I ain't crying. Suck it up, Buttercup. We ain't crying. Let's go. Next diva. Look at no, I you girl. Bye. If I ain't crying, ain't nobody crying. This isn't a sad moment. This is a happy memory.
Absolutely.
Please understand, there's a difference. This is not
Absolutely.
A moment in which I need to weep. This is a moment when I need to celebrate because I didn't even know how good love could be until I got love right. But it didn't last long enough. And I was mad. Like, I was so mad. I was like one angry conversation from Orange is the New Black. Mad. But
we remember.
At the end of the day, he passed away, and all of the memories that he left me weren't perfect. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he loved me right was enough.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Oh, man. Appreciate that. Now, before you skate up out of here. Wait a minute now. Before you skate on up out of here, you got to let everybody know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe. Would you please?
Oh, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, please catch myself and Just Jay for the Just Jay and Gina Storm. It's not even Gina Storm. It's just Jay and Gina. For the Just Jay and Gina show on the Epiphany Network Universe here where you don't need to be ordinary when you can be raw. And we don't do features. We do interviews. And we're going to have Frequency from the Small House of Poetry and Clubhouse in the building with us so that you can get to know him, his pen, and the man that is Frequency. And that's what I'm doing this Saturday in the Epiphany Universe. I've always got the kitchen, the living room, and the AM drive on Clubhouse with Just Jay and the family over there in the Small House of Poetry. But I'm here to take my socks off. Baby, one love, one mic.
Baby, one love, one mic. Awesome. I'm going to tell you something. Every time either Gina Storm or C-Double comes on here, mostly I hear him before I hear her on the mic. The first thing that comes to mind is, you don't know anything. I love Dexter's Lab. Hear me? That was one of my favorite shows that the King and it reminded me of my son and my daughter, my oldest son and my daughter, because they would butt heads all the time, and my daughter would just piss him off. So he was Dexter, and she was Dee Dee. He would be so mad at her, and he couldn't say Jesus. He would say, oh, genius, Angelique. He couldn't say it. We'd be so pissed off with her. But that's enough of my little anecdote. Let's let this next artist in. Speaking of Dexter's Lab, and Dee Dee's brother, we got us a C-Double 34 music, y'all. Hey, C-Double, welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
How are you?
It was a nice setup by Dee Dee. She's been in my lab again, messing with my beakers and specimens.
I love it. Did you happen to catch Bella in here? Did you hear her?
Yes. Yes.
So
I almost committed adultery after I heard her.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Down, Jimmy.
Oh, God.
Down, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. Okay. All right. Now that we know how you're doing and what you were going to do, you know this is open mic tonight. So what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I believe I've done this before, but it's called Now That I Have You.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Another night, and I'm lying here alone in my bed so cold, not as warm as yesterday in my mind. I remember how we met, little soul children indoctrinated in a school system. It was called homework, but we went beyond indentured servitude and programs. Beyond the margins of mandated overtime and this country couldn't control our impressive minds. You let me touch you with my hand as an introduction to how you feel, and I'm southpaw, by the way. Each time you drip a sacrifice from your stylus with so much style, writing sonnets and a sophisticated soliloquy that solidified this education that edified our conversations on papyrus pages. We spoke in tones and dialects in our dialogues that at times, especially during sleep at night, I would feel lost. Where are you? Are you sleeping on the couch, under the table, on the floor? I'm so scared to create without you. But there you are back in my embrace, like a slow dance, being my prom date. At times you spoke in cursive, but never would curse me. I was shy speaking in public, now it's called social anxiety, but your assistance to write words helped me to go above my fears. You would advise me to never compromise my speech, to stand behind what I write in collaboration with you. Erase mistakes and let my statements be made in indelible ink. We were meant to be inseparable in every breath of you. In essential and sexual, informative and sensitive and strong to the finish. But you weren't finished. You gave me poetry. Until the last drop of ink it strikes out from your existence, I start to cry tears before your transition to glory. You gave me permission to move on to another and will always have stories. I love you, my pen. Thank you for accepting me by giving me love in return. Now that I have you, my life has changed. I feel brand new. Want to share my life with you, forever I do. That's that piece.
Like, I'm almost going on with y'all. Go ahead, because I got a peace of mind to give to him. Go on. Y'all,
yeah, like he don't come in here and slay us on a normal basis. Then he go sing.
You know what? I don't know what's going on with these gentlemen tonight. But they done came in here. I done clutched my invisible pearl so hard, I done popped them. They done rolled all over the floor and everywhere. And I'm just like, left restless, because y'all men's got me swooning in here. That was, damn. All right, somebody else be pulling this. Lady A, what you got for that? Shit.
Well, CW.
Try again.
I love the fact that...
Try again. Not the channel. Like
what?
Double deep breast.
I'm sorry.
No.
Parents.
Thank you.
You gave me poetry. That was one of your lines. And I just, I love the fact that you, it was a metaphor, but it was personification of your pen. And I really, really like that. You have a way to challenge us to listen to what you're really saying. And I think that this poem spoke volumes of writing and what it does for you and what it does for many of us. And I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what you meant by it. And I think you have deep thoughts that surprise me whenever you read, because there's always an undercurrent, there's always an in-between-the-lines meaning, and I like that about your writing. And this was just one of your great pieces. I really like this.
Thank you very much, Lady A. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I'm in here making love with them words. It's all good, though. All good.
This is one of my favorite pieces of yours, too. Just want to throw that out there. This is one of my favorite pieces of yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Janice.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Gina just told us what you are doing, and I think that is a wonderful thing to do, because King's Cadence is really, really missed. He said something to me when I first came to Epiphany, and that was going on 6 years ago, just about. And I kept it in my heart ever since. And I'm not going to say it because it's going to break me, and I ain't going to be able to finish the damn show. But I thought he was an amazing poet, man, and just all around spirit. He was awesome. He was really, really awesome. I can't wait to hear what you got planned for him for it to come full circle. All right, I'm stumbling over my words. C-Double, 34 Music, y'all. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in here.
Thing
I was
for
just
you,
pulling my dog back up, but okay.
Yeah, I had one more thing for you, La Perla Negra.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know
what?
Oh,
they just flew. My dog just flew across the room. Fuck it, I ain't even going to put no pants.
Talking about feedback. Yeah.
I'm not going to escort you over there to your Temptation Station.
I will.
Because I don't fuck myself. Yes, please, Lady A. Welcome on over there, and CW, you can go in there and grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic to all of you ladies.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies,
and boys.
These men, they did the damn thing tonight. I cannot lie. I'm trying to tell you, it was just something about their energy was smooth and just delicious tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Mm-hmm. It was all good. You ladies, this show has been another amazing show. You have made it with me, and I truly, truly am grateful. I appreciate you coming through. I love every last one of you. And I'm sleepy as hell. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you ladies say goodbye and good night. And I'm going to take us out of here with something. I'm going to search for something while y'all saying your goodbyes to everybody.
Thanks for listening, all you listeners and those that called in. Thank you very much, La Perla Negra, for being the hostess with the mostess. And our cohorts. Janice and Lisa, thank you for another great evening. I loved it, loved it, loved it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. y'all are fire. There's no other way to put it. And everybody came through tonight with their socks off already. It was amazing. And I appreciate it. it, y'all. I thank you, La Perla Negra, for making me a part of all of this. And y'all ladies, y'all divas, y'all know how I feel. You know I love all of you.
Likewise, likewise. I'm so appreciative of the space, the opportunity, the love that everyone is pouring into this space. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for coming through and for listening and for sharing.
Right. Thank you very much. As I always say, get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. Continue to love one another and respect one another and be safe. And with that, I'm going to say peace, and I'm going to take you out with this.
Under the moon.